Sure. Gotta love it, don't you? Okay. Did you turn the recorder on?
It's off.
Yep.
Took my jacket off and looked like the mayor over here.
Yeah. Sitting in my seat, you know.
I'm so sorry, sir. We can switch.
No, I warmed up for you last night.
All right.
There's some rebel rousers here.
It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
You got to clean out the tomatoes on the monitor.
Right. The eggs.
Should make a salad. Huh?
Right.
Okay. Official Orange County Veterans Advisory Council meeting for the month of February will come to order. We will start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask Mr. Ben Gales to please lead us in our flag salute. Ben?
And I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call, please, Miss Veronica. Are we live down there?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Carl David.
Here.
Eric Duane. Robert McDonald.
I'm here.
Mario Munoz.
Here.
Greg Rass.
Here.
Chase Wickerson.
Here.
To you.
Thank
you. Mr. Vice Chair and Mr. Mayor, do you have a guest speaker this evening?
No, but I'd like to say a few words.
Permission granted.
As the Mayor of Mission Viejo, I'd like to welcome everyone to our chambers. It's good to have you in our fine city of Mission Viejo. And on behalf of all five council members, our city manager, and our 100,000 citizens, welcome. That's all I have.
That's quite enough. Thank you. Thank you for your hospitality. It's starting to be like a home base now. This is really, really nice.
Well, we can get used to this, yeah.
Yeah. That's scary. Okay. All right, then we'll go straight to public comments. And as you very well know, if you have not had an opportunity yet, for those of you that are new, you need to go over and sign a card, and we'll go through public comments. I do have a disclaimer I need to read. The agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing in the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker's request form identifying the items and deposit in the box at the chairman's desk, or in this case, next to Ms. Veronica. Speaker request forms must be deposited prior to the beginning of the meeting, which is now. And when addressing the city council, when addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record, address, and then to address the council as a whole through the chairman, and comments to individual members or staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Our first speaker is Mr. John Hacker. Welcome.
Thank you. It's been my great pleasure to serve the collaborative Orange County. This is not a goodbye, but a thank you to my friends and associates on the steering committee, the collaborative and members of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Committee, and my associate members of the Orange County Legislative South Committee. Gene and I are moving to North Carolina. It's to be live closer to our family. This has been a 3-year plan that's 7 months early. I'm so grateful being in an industry that has brought me a great degree of satisfaction. It is an industry that if you work at it, you believe in it, and have a goal to solve the homeless veteran problem, it will bring you the rewards you deserve. It also allows you to formulate some great friendships. What great friends I've had. At meetings, politicians, board of directors, even a federal judge. And a U.S. congressman I call my brother. What an honor. And of course, the Veterans Business Networking Group that I helped formulate. I will continue my veteran services in my real estate career in North Carolina. For the past 25 years prior to my real estate industry, I was a retail management here in California. All my business has been in California. First as an assistant manager out of the Army, and then to store management, district management, and regional manager, responsible for 15 stores and 150 employees in each store. I became involved in many city councils and chamber of commerce over those years. Being a realtor has taught me to get involved in my community. Alan Gant, one of my C21 brokers who passed away several years ago, told me to pick a cause in a community because people will work with people who care. And your future of your business depends on how many people you meet and help. Best advice I've ever gotten. 19 years later, I'm still doing it. That's how I got involved with helping veterans and their families. For 6 years, I've been involved in assisting homeless veterans of Orange County. For 6 years, we've headed up the various stand-ups and stand-downs throughout Orange County, working with many nonprofits, about 106 of them. The steering committee elected me to chair the steering committee for the Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaboratives this past year. What an honor. So many memories and a lot of accomplishments. Many of us worked the Santa Ana Riverbed in January of 2018 with Judge Carter, who started all of this. Yes, Chase, we can knock out homelessness in the year 2019, and I expect it to happen. I will be watching. We have reduced the homeless veterans from a little over 650, and in 5 years, we've got it down to less than 200. This body and the Orange County Board of Supervisors, working with the Continuum of Care Board and Susan Price, must work together to accomplish this mission as we move forward into 2019. The steering committee has brought UCI to our steering committee board as a convener for the collaborative. This brings the power of UCI to the collaborative and to better inform Orange County about homeless veterans' needs in general. Wait till you see what we built for you on March 6th. And I hope and I expect all of you to attend. You're going to be really surprised, right? In 2016, I earned the President's Volunteer Service Award through my work with AmeriCorps. It's a great program I always encourage organizations to get involved with. But my best honor was to work with the steering committee. I learned a lot from you, Chase, and Bobby. You were the founders. A great group of professionals always there to help our goals. I leave the steering committee in good hands. Our working groups are headed by a strong chairperson. Expectations are high. They are strong. Will you help them? I cannot close without honoring my friend and mentor, Phil Bowers. And with that, he would say to me, shut up and get on to work to help a veteran. And that is why I have high expectations of this governing body. Phil would expect it from you. I'll always be close. This is Gunfighter 1-3.
Next up is Mr. Jason Lamb.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Jason Lamb. I'm an employee at Santa Ana College for the Veterans Resource Center there. We'll be hosting a Veterans Recognition Dinner on May 9th. We've combined a previous philanthropic event that we used to host in the fall. We're now hosting it together with a recognition dinner as our students are transferring, graduating from the college and moving on. Combine both of them. So we'd like to invite the committee and anybody you guys are involved with out to that to help us support these students and the center itself. I posted some flyers, our flyers by the sign-in sheets over there as well. To take with you guys, it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 9th. So, and that's it.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else for public comments? Hearing none, public comments is closed. Next on the agenda is something that's new. First of all, before I go forward, point of personal privilege. Thank you, John. Appreciate all that you've done. Appreciate the help you've given the council and the community for veterans. You'll be missed. Right when you find work. Right. We can always use some resources here. The next item that I have, I'll put it under executive committee report, but we have been fortunate last Tuesday to have the Board of Supervisors give us two more members to our council. but they're so new, I haven't received a set of names or bios yet of these individuals. So what I'm going to do, I believe, is Richard, right? Okay, Richard, I forget your last, oh, guys, I was just with you the other day. Anyway, Richard first, and I'm sorry?
Dale.
Dale?
Yeah.
Dale, okay, and I'll let you go second. Which, why don't you come up and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about you. And we would love to have you up here, but until you take the oath of office, you have to have the judge sworn in. Yeah, there you go.
You can't do it now?
I cannot do it now because I'm not a judge.
My name is Richard Lundberg. I'm 71 years old, spent 3 years in the Army, born and raised in Long Beach, worked for the city of Long Beach for 44 years.
Wow.
In the Long Beach Police Department, retired officially March of last year. So I have a friend of mine, Eric DeWayne, is on your council, and he and I discussed this, and he recommended that I join you. And so I feel very honored to have been accepted by Supervisor Dole. I'm looking forward to it. I have no idea yet about it all, but we're gonna find out here real quick.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Did you get any paperwork yet?
No.
From anybody? Well, we'll try and work on that tomorrow. Yeah. See if we can't, because you've got to get sworn in and stuff, and we'll get you squared away.
Good evening. I'm Dale Sepner. I'm a longtime resident of Orange County. I've lived here since 1964. Graduated Cal State Fullerton.
Go Titans.
Go Titans.
Right? Right.
Yes.
You guys are stacking the deck here.
I retired 40 years in retail business. And to keep myself busy, I spent a year on the grand jury. Last night, as a matter of fact, I was just appointed to the Planning Commission for the City of Garden Grove. I put in, I think, a little bit different than some of you, my military experience. I spent 6 years in the National Guard, California National Guard. So I come at it from a little different aspect, but I was raised in a family of military. My father was a lifelong Air Force, buried out in Riverside. My daughter-in-law spent 2 tours in Iraq. My son-in-law spent 3 tours in Iraq. So the family is well, I have a very deep, well interest in Veterans Affairs.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, tomorrow I'll start shaking down and see if we can get the information. Because
I just before I came to the meeting, I got my paper to sign for the oath and all that kind of stuff.
So you did take the oath?
I just got the paper.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet.
Well, what we'll do is this, as soon as we get all the paperwork in, we're going to set up a little meeting so that we can go over the, we'll have a binder for you with all the information you need about the group and give you an idea of what we do and how we do it and how we go to market. Okay, we'll get a little indoctrination for you. All right. Anyway, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
It's been awful drafty up here with somebody not covering our flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you. Okay, Executive Committee report continues. I passed out to each one of you gentlemen up here a packet. Mr. Carl David and myself have been working very feverishly on our year in review. You have a copy of what we have kind of laid out and what we've been working on. I wanted to make sure that all of you got a copy and at least got an idea of the draft that we have. You can see circles and question marks and things. But what we wanted to do, if I may, Carl, we talked about what we wanted to do was at least give you an idea of what our year in review for 2019 with all your help will look like. We need, if you see circles around pictures or it looks pixelated, that's because someone brought us a picture or gave us a picture off their cell phone with 0.45 kilobytes. All right, it may look good on your phone, but when it prints, we need 1.5 megabytes or higher, high resolution, so it would look good. All right, and the other thing, as you very well see in here, we have it broken down into districts. Each one of the districts, so that if you look in there, we would like to make sure that you can get copies of the flyer, especially when we have the meeting in your district, copies of the flyers, copies of the any other paperwork that you have. And if you have a picture, please put a caption to it. Because when it gets to us, we have no idea who the people are. And then I have to go and take a look. And then Carl gets mad at me because I call him and ask him, and he doesn't know. So that means I got to go to an Encyclopedia Britannica to find out who they are in the county. All right. But if you would put a little caption on the back of the picture, or when you send the picture to Carl, give it. He's the communications guy. But again, when we ask you to turn that in and do that, this is what it's all about. The other thing is we have four at-large individuals, and we will have to discuss how we want to handle making sure that the at-large individuals can even piggyback with one of us. Okay. In the area, or well, we'll work it out so that they can help out and be part of this. But when we send it out, I mean, everyone sends in writing. It's nice, but we need pictures and stuff to that effect. Carl, did I miss something?
No, Mr. Chairman. The idea is for all of us to capture throughout the year rather than trying to, and I'd like to build it through the year. So as if you can build your events in that worksheet that we passed out back in November and put your calendar events and earmark them so that way we could stay on top of it, get pictures. I'm active in District 2 as well, so I'm doing events there and down here, Greg, in this district. So, but I'd like to work with you so all the at-larges can just float around and give you support and attend things if you can't make them and those kind of things, and bring a good camera and work it as we go instead of trying to cram it in like we're trying to do right now.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing I'd add.
We're looking at trying to get as much information as we can by November for 2019. We'd like to have as much information so that way we've got it in November. There'll be a couple things we'll have in December that we can add, but at least we can get the bulk of it done. Right. And get it out, because again, we have to take this and run it by the policy advisors, not policy advisors, but you know, Renee and her group, and to make sure everything is okay, because we want to be able to have them to print it. But again, the bottom line here was just that you have an idea what we have, how we've laid it out, and each one of you has your own district, and you have two pages, so fill it up the way you'd like to. Or if you want to, but it just gets to be difficult when you have to go around and find it. And this is just a model for you to take a look at. And I think that was a great idea you gave me, Carl, to bring this, and then Chase, too, to bring it and show everybody and let them have an idea. All right? Okay. And again, if you just give us the words, or give us a little caption, a little bit. But when we finish this, as you can see, We're on point with Orange County's commitment to eliminate veterans homelessness, and then we go from there. Any questions? You're getting good, Carl. You're getting good. Number two. All right, number two area. I gave everybody a copy of the briefing. What we did on Saturday was have an Orange County Veterans Legislative briefing. The four-pager, we were very, very fortunate to get Cal State Fullerton, are you okay down there, Mr. Falcon?
Yes.
Cal State Fullerton.
Okay. Now, sir.
Yeah, okay, sir. Thank you. Yeah. We had Cal State Fullerton Irvine campus, and we picked up a new partner. We picked up the Association of California Cities, Orange County. They were partnering with us on this. We invited all of the new legislators, all the congressional, state, federal, state, county. And if you take a look at your first page there, or your page two, we laid it all out with the veterans serving Orange County veterans. We thought this would be a good way for us to let people see what's happening in the real world with veterans and with the letters. We start with the Board of Supervisors. You know, Michelle Steele, 2nd District, Tim Whitaker is the Marine Corps veteran up there. And along with Supervisor Doug Chafee, he already appointed Austin Mejia, who's with Army there. Then we have 16 city councils. Of the 16 city councils, There are six mayors that are veterans. Three city councils with two veterans on the city council. And we have two mayor pro tems. What's really, really unique and fun is that we have two women veterans that are on city council, and one of them is a mayor. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we were looking at doing before I get off this page, looking at doing is, now that we know who in our different districts and areas that have veterans, we'll have some, there's a couple other things we will do. This is just the first group that I had. We'll put something together so you may be able to take the year in review and when it's done in one of these and go to a city council meeting and identify yourself and those veterans. And then we'll have a card that where you can be able to give the city council members that aren't veterans, and when they grow up, they can, no, I'm just kidding. At least we're gonna try to have the both of these on the website in a digital form, like a magazine form, so all they can do is flip and go through it. But it just gives us that much more exposure. Again, as you very well know, we do have 130,000 veterans in all 34 municipalities here, among the 3.5 million people that live here, and 100,000 that live in Mission Viejo, right?
Yes,
okay. Federal and state, I made a mistake because I forgot to add somebody. I forgot to add Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk-Silva, because Christopher Aguilera is a Marine Corps veteran, and it'll be on there. But those things happen when you put these things out. I do want you to know that Congressman Gil Cisneros' veteran aide, Chris Wade, was at the function last Saturday, and so was Jose Guevara from Lou Correa's office. By the way, Congressman Mike Levin was not there, or one of his representatives, but he's on the Veterans Committee. Gil Cisneros, Congressman Cisneros, is on the Veterans Affairs Committee and the Armed Services Committee. Lou Correa is no longer on the Veterans Committee. However, he sits on the Veterans Job Caucus in the U.S. Army Caucus. As you look down there, one of the things that we're looking at, as you notice, it says Assemblyman Stephen Choi with the Korean Army. He was an ally. He fought. He was a ROC, Republic of Korea veteran. So that's the reason why he's on there. And we take a look at all of our legislators. In fact, we had a couple people there at the meeting that highlighted the allies being involved with this. And of course, the select group of individuals getting ready to add to on the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council. And then there's those individuals off of Main Street or Grand Street that slough off every day, Eddie Falcon and Eric Inslee. But they're both Navy guys, and they're made it, okay? Go Navy. But what it has done, and what we've done now, is we've laid out most of the veterans. I mean, there's going to be a couple we're going to miss, but we now can take it to another level. We can find out, when we go to the different meetings, city council, we can find out who the chief of staff is, if they're veterans, okay, or the treasurer, or the city attorney, those kinds of things. We can keep building on it, but at least this is a block. I'd love to be able to take the next page and fill it up. But I can tell you that everyone, the Vice Chancellor from Irvine was there too, with Tiana Johnson. Both of them were there. That everybody was pretty impressed with the event. But I'll shut up now and let Chase and Carl give some input on this, because they were both there.
You might want to comment that you gave all of the people present the list of 11 priorities that...
I was going to do that next, but that's right. Go ahead.
Before I want to piggyback off what you just said, and for our group is in the different districts, is try and get an event in photo with those veterans for the year in review going through 2019. So if you could just raise that up to your level that you remember to try and capture those, so we can highlight that throughout the whole year in review book for 2019. That's it. Thank you.
The couple other pieces, and then I'll get to the part that Chase was talking about. Just some side notes. The only individual that I really, really had to chase out of that was Paulo Morales out of Cyprus. And I finally got to him. He's a United States Naval Academy grad, all right? He said he had known about me because and the group because we were at Cyprus College. and he just donated $30,000 to Cypress College to build their veterans, help rebuild or that new Veterans Resource Center that we had a meeting with. So those are the kinds of little small things that I found by this. And every branch of the service is represented in the county with a veteran on the city, even the Coast Guard. So every branch of the service. So it's pretty neat for us to be able to have this. Now let's make it grow. You see the program on that side, and then on the back, we just made sure that we put the Orange County organizations. Thank you, Carl, for that great idea, so that at least the people in the room would have an idea how big it was. We had we had 49 people in the room, and we managed to get a lot done and a lot of conversation. The other piece with the staple, asked the executive committee to come up with some priorities for us for 2019. And we went through them. As you can see, you can read it at your leisure, but everyone that came got these two pieces. And I can say that when they, at least the association left, they're going to go back now and create a Veterans Affairs Committee for the Association of California Cities, Orange County. That's huge. That's huge. As we were walking out, you're going to love this now. Oh. As we were walking out, Anthony Kuo, who's the new, he's the new city council member over at City of Irvine, he said to me, he says, "Hey, how many times are you going to do this a year?" And I said, "Probably twice. We'll probably do it twice to get all the legislators together in one room," which was pretty impressive. And he says, "Okay, Irvine wants to host it. We'll host the next one."
Really?
That's exactly what, walking out the door.
Cool, so, a good guy.
I'm just saying that to you because you probably won't host the one after that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But the only thing that we're missing, and thanks to Carl and to Chase, we talked about it at the meeting. The only thing, and I'll add a new one, because I only made 100 of these and we're almost done. So when I do the next batch, we're going to put cemeteries on it. Cemetery on it. Okay, because we're behind. We have backed the cemetery all the way, so we're going to back the cemetery. That's the only one we missed. But any comments, sir? Anybody else?
Beautiful. Nicely done.
Thank you. A couple of the items that we talked about at the executive committee. I'm trying to set up a meeting for the executive committee to meet with the policy advisors now that we've got something to show them and a couple other things. We need to kind of take a look because I'm noticing and I'm hearing that sometimes the travel here is either way, it gets to be a little long. So I will entertain and we can talk about it amongst ourselves. But I'd entertain to maybe start the meetings at 5:30 instead of 5 o'clock. Will that help out? Does that work?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's better than six, right? Okay.
Do we need to make a motion, or can you just
acclamation? We can do it by acclamation. Anybody have a problem with that?
No.
Okay, so we'll start the meetings at 5:30 going forward.
I might suggest that we ask Veronica. Is that a problem for you?
I would have to check, but I don't think so right now. Half hour.
Well, we can start without you. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. I'm in a good mood. We had a good weekend. Had a great weekend. We're on a roll. Okay.
I said I was
going to
say something snarky.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't remember. All right. Anything else that I said? Or you got any other comments or anything? Everybody? All right? Okay. You can take a look at our priorities, and then they work. So, okay. Moving right along, the Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaborative. Chase?
The big news at the collaborative, of course, is John Hacker's retirement and moving to North Carolina. So the new chair of the collaborative, at least interim, I think, is Denton Knapp, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's also a quarterly meeting that's scheduled at UCI on March 6th. I haven't seen a flyer yet. John, is there a flyer up?
Should be. I'm following up on that. I'm still working with them. They're supposed to have gone out today.
Okay, I didn't receive it.
Yeah, I didn't
But anyway, that's the big news. The collaborative, now that UCI has stepped forward as the convener, is a major improvement in terms of structural support for the collaborative. And that's to John's credit to negotiate that deal. And I think we've even signed the MOU, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes, so that's a completed deal. So that's exciting. And other than that, I don't think we have any other announcements, but I will ask John if we have any other announcements. I didn't go to the last steering committee meeting.
No, just a big thing was the March 6th meeting. We kind of finalized everything there, and then I made sure that the dates would have been yesterday, today, for the invitation, and then 2 weeks after that, there will be another follow-up to remind you about it. The schedule of complete breakfast is going to be served by UCI.
And free parking.
And free parking.
Good. All right, thanks, John. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
But the free parking is if they call in advance and get the parking thing, right?
No.
Is that what I heard?
No, it's
a certain number of spots that are
certain
open.
Number of spots. So we just take
the first hundred and some odd people have free parking.
They'll be breaking
at a particular lot.
Very good. Are the details still to be announced, or do you have them now, like time and location?
It'll be at 8:30, and the details will come on the invite that you'll be getting. I'll follow up tomorrow.
In the morning?
Still working now. Still in charge.
8:30 in the morning?
8:30 in the morning, yes, sir.
God, I got to get up early. Jeez.
You got to get there early, man.
That's it. Muster's at 8. I mean, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chase. Mr. Eddie Falcon. Veteran Service Officer.
Donald, I'm going to turn it over to our supervisor, Eric Ansley, to give the report for this meeting.
Sure. Well, before we do that, would you like to please introduce Mr. Ansley, give him a little background, then let him finish it?
I apologize, yeah.
You don't have to apologize, you didn't know.
This is Mr. Eric Ansley, a Navy veteran. He is the supervisor for the Orange County Veteran Service Office. He is the Veterans Claims Representative Supervisor. And a wealth of experience and knowledge, and we're very glad to have him here on board.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. So I'll provide our update for previous month's activities for the Veterans Service Office for January 2019. Our office provided a total of 1,037 veterans, 23 of which came from three of our outstation locations at Los Alamitos, Saddleback College, and Laguna Hills. We processed about 1,627 claims activities for the office total for the month. As far as statewide benefits, we did 30 college fee waivers and 254 DMV verifications that were processed. The office received 940 phone calls to the office and 56 emails. So phone calls seems to be the optimal way people like to make contact with our office. Response times and wait time for our office are averaging about 82 minutes to see a claims officer, which is not too bad for us.
Cool. We were talking at the last meeting, Eddie, about the two open spots. They're still open, I'm guessing. You haven't been able to fill those?
Oh, actually, at the present time, we have three open spots.
Oh.
And we're scheduled approximately 3 weeks from now to be interviewing for one of the positions. But we have three positions that are vacant.
Questions?
Yeah, Eric, you're at Laguna Hills?
I'm actually at the Santa Ana office.
Okay. You mentioned DMV verification. What is that?
So it's the veterans coming into the office to receive the veteran's designation on their driver's license.
Okay.
Or ID card.
Okay. Maybe you can answer this. If you're 100% disabled, there's a portion of the registration for a car you don't have to pay. Do you know anything about that? In California?
to receive the 100% permit.
If you're 100% disabled and you get your to register your car, there's supposed to be some type of discount. Do you know anything what that's about? I was.
If you're talking about the fee itself,
yeah.
You have to be 100%, that's correct, but you have to have a doctor's note as well. There's been, it's my understanding, recently a new, and I forget the AB legislation that just passed to change to be able to have a disabled plate, which is different from what you're talking about. So there are some changes in the works, but what you're talking about, you'd have to have a doctor's note, and because you want the disabled plate. Correct?
I don't know what I'm asking. If you're 100% disabled from the military, I understand if you go to get your car registered, there's a discount on a license plate. Is that true, or have you heard of that? Or
no, there is. In fact, you got Calvet right here. That's a state benefit, is what you're looking at.
Yeah, could you explain the benefit?
You know, frankly, to avoid the issue.
Yep, push the red button there.
Looks like it's not. Oh, it needs to be green. Okay, yeah. You know, to avoid the issue of giving you any technically inaccurate information, I want to get back to you on that.
Okay.
You know, the exact function on that. But I can absolutely do that in very short order.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
And there's a couple of people that asked me that in my district as I'm asking.
That's all. Anybody else? Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome aboard there, Mr. Eric. Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is OC for Vets update, Mr. Kevin Alexander.
Thank you, sir. So we had a busy January. There's been an increased focus for our OC for Vets team to get out in the community and to target our vulnerable populations. So we've done more outreach in our homeless shelter. We've been out to the armories, we've been out to the courtyard, we're getting out to Mary's Kitchen, to Bridges, to do active outreach to our most vulnerable veterans. I think our peers within the month of January, I engaged with 251 veterans.
Wow.
So they were quite active, and then of course that's our referral feed for our clinical program, our therapy program. So, you know, for those that we identify there, they're filtered into our treatment programs and are able to access behavioral health services. But through our courts programs, we saw we had 67 contacts with veterans who were going through our courts, who were given the option to engage in our military diversion program. Out of that, we had 8 screenings and assessments for inclusion in those programs. For our school-based programs, school-based programs were transitioned over to U.S. Vets beginning in January. So they have started to engage with the colleges and have almost finalized all of their MOUs with the colleges, so they can begin providing services, and they should be up and going shortly.
Good. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben, Ben, a couple things. I wanted to back up real quick with Eddie and Eric. Of those 254 DMV verifications process, one of them was Congressman Gil Cisneros came in, and not only did he get his paperwork for his license, he got a chance to get a tour of the Veterans Service Office and a great education from Eric Inslee, and he had his people there too. So it was pretty nice to be able to do that. But there was one thing that was mentioned, and we need to check into it because we're going to get back to it, or something's going to come around because people are going to start asking. On that driver's license, we brought it up. It will, in a couple, I guess it's 2 years from now, you're going to have a special license in order to get a special identification to get on a plane. So we need to check in, and maybe that's something you can do from the Cal Vet, find out what we can do, because we're going through these changes to get it on our license, our driver's license. But if we can't use that to get on the plane, we got to get a new one. We need to enhance our veterans about, they need to change that or get that worked over, because we were under the understanding that if we did this, we wouldn't have to worry about that. Okay, thank you. With that, Ben Gales, the link.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for raising that issue. That actually strikes me of significant importance. You know, we do not want to have any veteran under the misapprehension that license plate meets those requirements and end up in a bad situation. You know, it affects all of us, but I will absolutely respond to you on that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to highlight a couple things that are coming up in the community that I've noticed and want to bring to your attention. One is the next meeting of the Orange County Veteran and Military Families Housing Committee. And I've worked with the chairs of the committee to have student veteran housing issues be an item for discussion. And I think that we've actually seen a lot of progress in the area of housing with the focus on homeless veterans in the last year through the collaborative, the development of a buy name list process, the integration of the VA and the county into the process. But the issue of student veterans, and I would argue that younger reintegrating veterans has not received enough focus. So we're going to do that. It's going to be on February 27th at the Tierney Center at 1A. That's item 9 on Chase's list. We already have a pretty good response from the colleges. IDC will be there, Santa Ana College, Cypress. And those are just the confirmations I've got. Cal State Fullerton as well. So it should be a good meeting. Next, the Region 8 meeting was this past Friday. It was at the Long Beach VA. And the Long Beach VA leadership had an opportunity to make a presentation at that meeting. And they announced a new program that they have. And they actually didn't present all that many details, but I just wanted to bring it to the attention of the council, which they call VNet. And there's a lot of focus, and Rich Beam highlighted the issue of reaching out to veterans, particularly in the context of suicide prevention, and noted that about 70 to 75% of veterans that are committing suicide have had no contact with the VA. Okay, so outreach is a big problem, you know, simply getting veterans to come to treatment. And so they've started a program called VNet, and it's a crisis response program where the law enforcement and the VA is working together, and they can actually dispatch their team to go to locations in the community to reach out to veterans. It's just starting. That's pretty much all that I gathered from it, but I think it's something to follow. And then another outreach, I think, strategy that CalVet's very involved in is what we call Vet Connect at the Libraries. And CalVet's actually has staff going out to libraries all over California. And there's a new one in Huntington Beach, and it's just opened in the last few months. And it's being staffed by the American Legion post in Huntington Beach. And from what I hear, they're actually having great success. I'm actually going out there tomorrow evening to do a training on benefits and services in Orange County for that group. But they're averaging, what I've been told, is one veteran a day. And that may not sound like a lot, but I think for a program that's just beginning, to have enough marketing, you can even get one veteran a day coming into that library is pretty good. And so that's something that I'm going to keep my eye on and happy to report on again. And we have it over at Mission Viejo too, and it's going well. But I think that we want to just be thinking about, again, different outreach strategies that we can utilize to bring more veterans to services. And then finally, John, you've done a lot. And I think John's departure is a big issue. And I think it raises a lot of questions, organizational questions. And John has been the one that has kind of filled that gap. You know, when there is an organizational problem and someone needs to figure out how we're going to handle it, it's been John. And so how we're going to do that, I think UCI is going to be an important part of that puzzle, and the new person that they're going to hire as part of them being the convener, I think will be a part of that. But it's definitely an issue that as a county we're going to have to focus on. That's all.
Any questions?
Yeah, I've got a comment. Sure. In addition to the outreach efforts that you're describing, we've been trying to get specific funds from MHSA for a new program for veterans, which is being called Outreach to Senior Veterans Who Are Socially Isolated. The VA has identified, as you correctly described, that there's a number of there's a number of veterans who are not associated with VA healthcare. As they get older, particularly if they lose a spouse or their friends are gone or they have to move out of their house into an apartment, they become increasingly socially isolated, and that poses risks for depression and potential suicide. And so we're trying to put a joint venture together, a public-private partnership with the VA coordinating it and being funded through MHSA and contracted with a full-service partner in the private sector through MHSA that would have objectives of going out and identifying large numbers of veterans that are not associated with any other veteran programs or veteran organizations. And the telling number there is there's 125 to 130,000 vets according to the VA in Orange County. There's only 30,000 vets registered for VA healthcare at the Long Beach Hospital. So the question is, where are the rest of them? And the rest of them were like me. I never registered for the VA because I didn't need it. And so as these older vets, which I find myself in that category now, find themselves in a situation where their life changes, I think we have to reach out to them and make sure that they're socialized and that we can support them. And so that program that MHSA is reviewing right now needs public support. Nothing gets funded by MHSA, and I hope you all know what MHSA is. It's the Mental Health Services Act. It's $160 million a year for mental health support for the County of Orange. It comes out of Sacramento. That money is controlled by the Behavioral Health Department of the healthcare agency of the county. And in order to get that money funded, there has to be community support. That's the only thing in the 4 or 5 years I've been on that steering committee, the only thing that motivates the county to put a new program in place is to have a number of people comment that there's a need. And so community support is critical in order to get a new outreach program funded, like Ben's describing. And we've done a very poor job of this in the past, but if we can motivate the veteran community to support something like that, we can end up with another program that makes a lot of sense and that will benefit veterans in our community. And right now we have 5 MHSA veteran-oriented or military family-oriented programs. And every one of those we got kicking and screaming. So you definitely have to motivate the community in order to support these projects. And if anyone's interested in helping with that program, give me a call and I can point you in the right direction. There's a website that you can go to. All we need to do is have 40 or 50 comments on that website, and this money will start to get this program approved. We'll get it through the system. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anybody else? I have a comment for you there, Ben. just a point of information. Santa Ana Library for a while was doing a lot, you know, downtown, right across the street from the courthouse, was doing, doing a lot with veterans. They had a whole section back in the back with veterans. I mean, she used to come to the meetings and it kind of stopped, but you might want to check with that. Santa Ana's right there on Center Street. Yeah. Santa Ana, Center One, it was right, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, communications report. Council Member David.
I think you pretty much covered the year in review, and that's been an ongoing project, and I thank you for including me in the thank yous, but it's a big project that you've undertaken, and I don't deserve much thanks, but
well,
I'm
getting ready to dump it on you.
Yeah, sir, exactly.
Thank you.
I know, that's why
let me know in advance. Thank
I'm
you.
Getting on your good side before you do something bad. The other thing is I want to publicly thank Veronica for her getting the events list on the website and doing what she can within the limited resources that she has.
So I personally thank you very, very much for getting that, and it's showing some movement, which as we go forward, we'll be trying to do more of that. And you scrounging time and that sort of thing from webmasters and those kind of things, but I appreciate that. And I direct everybody to check out the website as we go forward and give us any ideas that that are beneficial that we can use. And with that, unless there are questions, thank you.
Questions? Okay. It says events committee discussion, Chairman McDonald, but that goes to Mr. Councilmember Chase.
I handed out, I think everybody in the audience got a copy. I have a couple left if you didn't get one, of 18 events that are scheduled into the future. I missed one, which really bothers me because it's an important one. John mentioned it. On the 20th of February, we're having a memorial for Phil Bowers at Heroes Hall at 10 o'clock in the morning. I think I was told Antoinette told me they have 76 registered people now. We'll have close to 100 at this event. But that's how important Phil Bowers was to our homeless veteran program.
What's it?
It's on February 20th.
Week from today.
Heroes Hall. And I'm hoping that we're going to have some significant people there. John mentioned he was pretty casual about it, but it was a big deal. At his going away event the other night, Judge David Carter called to say goodbye to John. The fact that Judge Carter is recognizing members of the collaborative and is being involved in local veteran activities, which he had never been involved with before. Mm-hmm. I used to try to hit him up on different events, but it was difficult to get his attention. That's powerful. That's an important ally for all of us that are veteran advocates. Judge Carter is a Marine. He's very interested in veteran homelessness. He spoke at the groundbreaking for the Santa Ana Veterans Village, which he very seldom does. You don't get federal judges usually make comments like that. So having his support is a big deal, and I think we ought to leverage off that. So there's a number of other events, and I wanted to use this opportunity to mention something that I hope Ben Gales will take some leadership on. We've got a CalVet leadership summit at the Hilton Mission Bay in San Diego coming up on April 7th to the 9th. I received a request for topics, presentation topics. Did you see that, Ben?
I'm aware of it.
I really think that Orange County should get organized and be visible at that leadership summit. We don't get it. It very seldom is in Southern California. It's usually in Sacramento, which makes it difficult for people to attend. Being local or fairly local, it's an opportunity for us to address some issues. I've already called Lindsay Sin about a potential panel on MHSA funding, which she got all excited about. there's some other topics like John Hacker's stand-up design, things like the Be Well Coalition. How many of you are aware of the Be Well Coalition? Anybody? Does that ring a bell? Nobody.
Brand new building.
The Be Well Coalition is a fairly new coalition of public and private agencies in order to put a one-stop mental health clinic together in Orange County that'll have crisis stabilization beds, detoxification. It'll be a place where the hospitals can and the police can take the 5150 mental health issues. Anybody know what 5150, what's that called? Mental health hold?
It's the LPS.
Essentially, it's health and safety code. Anybody who is a danger to themselves or others or just can't take care of themselves can be taken in on 5150.
Right. Well, right now they're taken into the emergency rooms.
Well,
and so this will be a clinic that the county will run which will have all of the service, all the mental health services in one place, including crisis stabilization beds. We've never had a facility like this in the state. This is a copy of what's being done in Austin, Texas, which the county went down and took a look at and then came back and decided to do it. They bought a piece of property called the Annette. It's on Anita Street. It was a 40,000 square foot building. They're tearing it down. They're building a 60,000 square foot clinic specifically to address the mental health needs of people within the county. That's a big deal. The Be Well Coalition is a coalition of the hospitals that have put money into this because they don't want those people to be going in the emergency rooms. What's the public health the public health organization in California or something, or Cal Optima's put $25 million into this, and the county's put $25 million, and then the hospitals ponied up $25 million. So it's like a $60 to $70 million facility. This is a big deal, and that particular coalition, which the last meeting I went to had about 60 agencies at. I was the only one in the room representing veterans, and we need some of our veteran agencies participating in that coalition in order to make sure we've got visibility. And so that's going to be a big deal in the future as this project moves forward. So if anybody's interested in the Be Well Coalition, or their agency that they're involved with is interested in the Be Well Coalition, get some information from the county so that we can be represented, so veterans can be represented when they talk about how they're going to design that place. Because a lot of veterans are going to come through there, and we want them to be able to access services that are also that are available in the county. Anyway, the list goes on. You can take a look at it at your leisure, and if you have any changes to it, contact Veronica or myself, and we'll add it to the next list.
Any other questions? I do want to add a punctuation to what Chase said. I've already been contacted, and we've talked about a group called Altamed that's interested in veterans and seniors to be part of that with Cal Optima. And these, so we're starting to get other people in the community and corporations looking at the ways they could be of benefit and help. So be on the lookout for it. All right, sir. Okay. We're now up to council comments, so we'll start down there with the quiet gentleman, the quiet Marine down there, Mr. Munoz.
Silent but deadly.
Well, I don't know about the deadly part, but I know silent. Okay. No, just kidding. I don't mess with you. Go ahead.
So, I found the information for Mr. Rats. The motor vehicle registration fee waiver. Medal of Honor recipients, American ex-prisoners of war, and disabled veterans are eligible for a waiver for motor vehicle registration. Except for fees for duplicate license plates, duplicate certificates, or duplicate cards. Let's see, that is not used for transportation for hire, compensation, or profit when owned by any of the following: a 100% disabled veteran. So that's where you would fall. And then it goes into different categories. But yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. 5150 is involuntary psychiatric commitment. The 223 event at Los Alamitos, a race on the base event. If anybody's familiar with Team Red, White, and Blue, mm-hmm. they'll be there on base as well, doing the event. If you register for Team Red, White, and Blue, you get a free Team Red, White, and Blue Nike shirt just for signing up. It's just $5 for a delivery fee. Let's see.
Can I give me that shirt?
And then lastly, I would like the council to commit to going to the event at Santa Ana College. Date and time?
May 9th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Thursday, May 9th, 5:30 p.m. at Santa Ana College. If we can take a vote on that either this time around or next time around.
What's the name of the event?
It's a philanthropic dinner and student recognition.
Santa Ana College.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mario, why don't you get the information and send it to us?
Perfect.
Okay.
There's some flyers right over there.
Well, but the point is, send it to us.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, don't put it in the group. Send it to us individually, and we'll get it.
We'll add that to the new.
Yeah.
To the next calendar.
All right. Okay.
That is all.
Well, thank you, sir. Chase?
I don't know how many people have seen it, but the VA has just released new access standards for the choice rules. Big deal. And the new access channel, the new access standards have changed, are going to be changed from 50 miles to 30 travel time minutes. That is a huge deal. And they did that primarily for metropolitan areas where 50 miles isn't the issue. It's how long it takes to get to the hospital that's the issue. And so if they end up changing the access standards, it'll have a huge impact on Orange County, because you know, I've had veterans, low income veterans. I'll never forget. There's a guy who lives on a boat in Newport Harbor, who's living off Social Security. It takes him 2 hours to get to the VA hospital by bus, and usually he gets up there and they say, "Can you come back on Thursday?" And it drives him absolutely crazy. And he should be going to a local doctor and be paid for under the CHOICE program, under the new Mission Act, which is the revised CHOICE program. So the public comments for these standards are, I think, being posted right now. We've been fighting for this for several years. If it is approved by Congress and the VA actually implements it, I think it'll have a tremendous impact on veterans in Orange County, because most of the veterans in Orange County are further away from the VA hospital than 30 minutes. And so that would allow them to go to private doctors and be reimbursed under VA healthcare. So we ought to be supporting that. That's all I have.
Your turn, sir.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay, I met with the Mr. Lar Pierce, L-A-E-R, last name Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E, with the Cadiz Water Project. The Cadiz Water Project is an innovative public-private partnership among Southern California's water agencies to bring water from the desert to Orange County and San Bernardino County. And they're going to be hiring about 5,000 workers. And they're committed to hiring 10% of their workers for this project, which are very high-paid jobs to veterans. And Mr. Chairman, he wants to come next meeting and brief us. Would that be agendized, or do you want them to come as public comments? How do we do this?
Let's agendize it. I don't have my notes here.
Comments would be limited, so
let's have speaker. Mr. Speaker. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He.
That way, he has 10 minutes at least.
Yep. He said these jobs are very well paid, and he's committed 10%, which would be 500 to 600 veterans working on the project. So we'll get that on the agenda,
okay.
Veronica, and I will get him the information where we're going to have our next meeting. Okay. And 2 days ago, I did a ride-along. As the mayor of Mission Viejo, did a ride-along. What we have is a quality of life officer here at Mission Viejo. She's a deputy sheriff, and we're looking for homeless. And we actually found an 84-year-old man who's an Army veteran living in his van, old beat-up van. He had it down in the ditch where no one could see. And we also had someone from the Mercy House with us, and we're able to get him, we able to get the necessary information from him to get some help through the Tierney Center and others. So we did find one right here in Mission Viejo. And we also found a 26-year-old man who lives here in the library all day, has a suitcase. And he's a veteran, so I told him how to get some help. So if our goal is to eliminate homeless veterans in 2019, we have a deputy officer who her job is specifically to not only just find veterans, but to find homeless people here in our city. So we will continue to work to rid our county of veterans with problems that are homeless. I see the recruiter came in, the young captain, soon to be major. Welcome. See, Chief, you're in Mission Viejo, right? You're right here. It's good to have you. That's all I got, Chairman.
Thank you. Mario, is the meeting, you have the meeting next month?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
As of right now, it's going to be at the American Legion in Santa Ana.
Good.
Okay, very good.
So, 5:30.
5:30.
5:30.
Okay, and then we'll get the information. If you, and again, if you have a speaker that wants to speak, there you can do that. But we, if it's, we would love to have this gentleman here speak. This is by job.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I thought I'd ask permission. Carl?
Nothing for me.
Okay. We said a lot. We've done a lot today and the last couple months. But I just wanted to say welcome to our two new council members, Richard and Dale. Thank you. Welcome aboard, and we'll get that paperwork flowing so we can get you in the flow. And then welcome, Eric. Glad to have you. And let's see who else we got there. Well, we have the congressional rep for Mr. Gil Cisnero, Chris Wade, who was the veterans rep who was there on Saturday. Thank you very kindly for being there, man. Thanks for being around. And he's, yeah, glad to have you. And I want to thank everybody for coming and thank the council and thank everybody for reporting. And with that,
Chairman, we have sandwiches and drinks in the back room.
We have sandwiches and drinks in the back. And with that, meeting's adjourned.
Awesome. This.